news and chews. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and chews.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome to Kingdom Ministries International with Pastors Freeman and Twana Williams, where we love families, change neighborhoods, and impact communities with the gospel of the kingdom. We are convinced you will hear and see God's love for you as you advance towards your fulfillment of your life's purpose in Christ.
The title of this message today is The Cost of Ignorance. The Cost of Ignorance. There is a cost when you are ignorant. In our society or in the secular world, this is their slogan. You either pay for the knowledge or you pay by finances. If you make a decision to do something and you haven't done the research and you don't know what's going on, you make a decision, it may cost you more money later on because you didn't do the research. Got it? And when you get to where you're supposed to be, you may have I'm using that as an example, $200 bill to pay to do something. And when you get there, they say now you owe $2,000. Because you didn't know about all the supposedly additional fees. Yeah. Are you understanding? Now, if the world knows that, that's a lower level of revelation. So what has happened was, when there was a fall that took place prior to the fall, Adam did not know ignorance. He only knew revelation. Yes. Adam only knew God. And Adam thought like God. Adam breathed like God. Adam talked face to face to God. Are you understanding?
Yes.
So when the fall took place, what happened was Satan's system or world to change. The word world is the word cosmos. We talked about it. It means orderly arrangement. So the order of how everything was supposed to be was now thwarted, and Satan now had a right to come in and influence. And he had the right to set up his government.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Now, when you see the word prince in the word of God, the word prince literally means first one to rule or first one to rule by. That's why Christ is called the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
He's the first one to rule by peace. Satan is the prince of darkness. He's the first one to rule by ignorance, because the word darkness is translated ignorance. Now, with ignorance, there are portals that are also available. Just like with righteousness and with revelation, there are portals. When you walk in revelation, portals open.
Yes.
When you walk in revelation, portal open. When you pray, portals open.
Yes.
Are you understanding? When you are in ignorance, the other portals do not close on you, but you have no understanding of how they are there or how to access them, so the other portals of ignorance open. There are four main corridors or four main avenues that happen with ignorance that are always, anytime you see the word ignorance, these four portals are always present, one of the four. I'm going to give you the four portals so you can understand how it works. The first one is religion. Anytime you deal with ignorance, you're going to have religious people or religion. Pride is always there. Rebellion is always there when you're dealing with ignorance. People who are stuck in ignorance are always, always prideful, and they're always rebellious. And finally, stiff neck or refusing to change. That's what stiff neck means, refusing to change. People who refuse to change, most of the time, though it is influential by a satanic system, it is because of ignorance. People who are religious or in religion are because of ignorance. Christ did not bring a religion to the earth. He brought a kingdom.
Amen.
He did not bring the religious things to the earth. He did not bring Hinduism, Catholicism, Christianity, all these Muslim, he did not bring that. He instituted a kingdom. He introduced kings back to a kingdom. Got it?
Yes.
That's what he was doing. That's why he said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would not allow this to happen.
Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, thy kingdom come. He did not institute religion. But when you deal with religious people, because of their ignorance, they will fight you to stay religious.
Yes, they will.
Literally fight you. People who are full of pride, same thing. People who are rebellious, same thing. Rebellion people are very sneaky, because rebellious people know enough of the word to keep you at bay. They know enough of the word to challenge you in the word. When you say something to them what's written, oh, I know, but they want to one-up you on everything. Good morning. Stiff-necked people are these people, and I'm going to explain this to you because this is very simple, but it's complicated. Most people who are stiff-necked have had trauma in their life. They come from an environment in which they're either impoverished mentally or impoverished socially. It's always social or mental or social, and they usually have a broken home. They usually have an environment that's drug-infested or an environment in which they've had serious trauma like pornography, child abuse. They're being abused. They've been beaten to the point where their soul is damaged. There's a lot of internal damage there, and they are stiff-necked because they develop guards in their life and in their mind to make sure this would never happen to them again. And so they think that my way is the only way. I'm going to do it this way. And these are my protectors that are up. And I'm not going to let anybody. I saw my brother or sister get hurt in a marriage. I saw them go through divorce. So before I get married, it'll never happen to me. And if you're going to marry me, you have to take me the way I am or leave me alone. Stiff-necked people. Ignorant. And not just with marriage, with a lot of things in life. And why is that important? Because write this down in your notes. The only area Satan has an advantage of you in is the area of your ignorance. The only area Satan has an advantage over you is the only areas you are ignorant in. He depends on your ignorance to help advance his kingdom. So the areas you have no insight, no revelation, is the area he's dependent on you to stay so that he can continue to have influence in your life without you knowing it. As long as you are ignorant of something, then you are advancing his kingdom. The moment revelation shows up, his kingdom is destroyed. Are you listening?
Yes.
It is very important. So let's start off in Hosea chapter 4. You always need revelation from God for everything. I can't get into everything. We've talked about it before. You know, before the beginning, God. Before everything started was the Word. So every answer to every situation that we're ever faced, that our children will face, that anybody that will ever come on this earth will face, the answer has already been sent through Christ. There is nothing you're going to face or deal with that God has not already answered.
Amen.
The writer said, before you called,
I will answer.
So before you even start praying, the answer is already waiting for you.
Amen.
But it's because our level of ignorance. Now again, the word ignorance can also be used for darkness. And I want to be clear. I am not calling anyone in here ignorant or anyone by CD or radio. I'm not calling you ignorant. I'm saying there are areas of your life that we all have to go back and look at. Because a lot of us get CDs, we don't even listen to them. A lot of us have a Bible, we don't even read. We might as well be real, right? Let's be real. A lot of us say we're saved, but we're really more into religion than we are in covenant. God never asked you for a relationship. He required covenant. Relationship is weak because relationship means that if I don't agree with you, I can change the rules. Come on, that's what relationship is. That's why most of us have relationships with multiple people. We only have covenant with one God because he's the only God. There is no other God. We have covenant. Covenant you can't change.
Amen.
Covenant you can't change.
Amen.
Why is that important? Because he established it.
Yeah.
He established the rules.
Yeah.
You can't change them. If you work for a company, you have a job for a corporation. I'm using, not saying any names, we're not doing any free marketing, advertising. But you work for a company, and the company rule is you're here at 8 and you get off at 5. No matter what you say, they've established that rule. So they expect you to be there at what time?
8:05.
If you come in at 10 to 8, have you met the criteria?
Yes.
Yes. If you come in at 7:45, have you met the criteria?
Yes.
Their benchmark is 8. They're saying no matter what, you need to be here the latest
8:00.
Most people hear you need to be here at 8. They're not saying that. They're saying at 8:00 is when we start paying you.
Yes.
You need to be here the latest by 8.
Amen. That's right.
Then they say, we'll give you a 5-minute grace. And in that 5 minutes, if it passes that, we want to talk to you.
Yes.
Come on, let's be real. We want to talk to you. We have no problem with that because we understand that system because we were brought up in it.
Right.
But when your father says, I want you to spend time with me and pray, and I want you to get some revelation on some things, and you don't listen, and then when your calamity comes, and in Proverbs, he said, I'm going to laugh, you get upset. We get upset. He said, I want to meet you here at 6:30 in the morning. You show up at 6:35. You said, but I'm here. He said, no, I said 6:30. The next day you show up at 6:45. Then the next day, 7 o'clock. Why is it that you don't honor him, but you honor someone else? Ignorance. We are going into a society that is a fallen system that Satan has influence in to deal with people who don't know God, most of them, and there are religious people, there are prideful people, there are people with damage and all kind of things going on, and you haven't prayed or spent time with your father, but you go there and you want to navigate that system. How is it when he has to prepare you for where you're going? Hosea chapter 4. I'm going to start in verse 6. Very familiar, but we're going to get a lot out of this. Please don't let familiarity get you. Are you okay?
Yes.
Hosea 4:6, I'm reading out the New King James Version. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. See that?
Yes.
Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being priests for me. See that?
Yes.
Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Now that's a powerful statement. Now, we've read that over and over. We're going to get a couple of definitions, but I want you to see something. He is talking to his people, but his people are practicing life without him.
Yes.
Now, look, go back to Hosea. You're still in Hosea 4. Go to verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord brings a charge against inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. Come on, that's what he's talking to them about. He's saying, by swearing and lying, killing and stealing, committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed upon bloodshed.
My Jesus.
Come on, sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yes.
So he's saying, the reason I'm addressing you is because of 4, 1, and 2. He said, and I want you to understand why 4, 1, and 2 are occurring. My people are what? Are destroyed for lack of what?
Knowledge.
That word knowledge in the Hebrew is the word yada. It's spelled Y-A-D-A. It is pronounced yada. It means skillful, it means understanding, and it means be learned. Skillful, understanding, and be learned. So he said, my people are destroyed because they're not skillful, because they don't understand and they refuse to learn. Come on, you see that? And he said, because you have rejected, that word rejected in the Hebrew means will not use or do not use. It means will not use or do not use. So he said, because you will not use knowledge, I also will not use you from being priests for me. You see that? And because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Come on, you see that? He's telling you, because you are not learning, because you are not skillful in this manual, I'm trying not to say everything at once, and because you have no understanding of what's going on in here, I can't use you. And because you are now teaching those around you what you know, you have automatically disqualified them from me using them. So if, watch this. If I know nothing and I teach you what I know, what have I just taught you?
Nothing.
So nothing from
nothing
brings what?
Nothing.
So because I'm unskillful in the word, and I teach you, then you become
unskillful.
Because I have no understanding and I teach you, then you have no
understanding.
See, this is what happens all the time, but no one wants to talk about it. We